1. What does Gordon think he's good at?
Do you think you have good communication skills?
I don't know. I like people and I've got lots of friends. They seem to like me.
What about in a work environment? Are you a team player?
Definitely. I love playing team sports such as football and basketball, and it's great to work together to achieve goals in any kind of job as well.
What about dealing with problems?
I sometimes have difficulty knowing what to do when there's a problem. It's not my best skill.
2. Which job is the company advertising?
We're a large engineering company and we employ more than 1,000 engineers. Because we're so large, we've got our own company doctor and nurses. There's also a team of chefs and other kitchen staff who run the company restaurant. We're looking for another doctor at the moment and will soon be advertising for 2 new chefs.
3. What did John forget to put on his CV?
How was the interview, John?
They went through my CV and asked me about my IT skills and experience working in a team.
Did they ask you about the internship with that German company? That was perfect experience for the job.
They didn't ask, which I thought was strange. Then later, I discovered I hadn't put it on my CV. They did ask me about my problem-solving skills and seemed happy with those.
So you got the job?
Maybe. I'm not sure.
4. Where did the man find the documents?
I lost some documents this morning. I took them out of my briefcase and went to make copies for a meeting. Lisa and I chatted while I photocopied the documents. Then she threw some papers into the bin. When I got to the meeting, some pages were missing. I went back and found them in the bin, not the photocopier. I don't know how they got there.
5. How did the woman find out about the job?
How did you hear about the job?
A colleague told me to look at job sites online, but I wanted something local, so I searched local newspapers and magazines.
And you saw the advert?
Not exactly. I also saw an ad for a researcher on the online library notice board in my local library. I telephoned, got an interview, and now I work for the local newspaper.
That's great.
6. How much will they pay for each office chair?
Mike, we need some new office chairs. Here's the catalogue.
How many do we need?
15. This one looks good.
How much is it?
€150. But if we buy more than 10, then it's only €130 each.
Is there anything cheaper?
This one's only €100, but it's not very good quality.
OK, then. We'll order 15 of the first one.
7. Why didn't Susanna get the job?
I think the best candidate's Jose. He's got most of the skills we need and he seemed really passionate about working for us. I know he doesn't have as much experience as Susanna, but she didn't seem very excited about working here. It's a shame because she's got all the necessary skills, but without the passion, I think she'll get bored quickly.
8. Why didn't the man accept the job offer?
Why didn't you take the job? I thought it was what you wanted.
Me too. The money was really good, and there was an opportunity to move up the career ladder.
So, what was the problem?
When we talked about the job, it sounded so boring. I couldn't sit in an office all day looking at a computer screen.
You ought to think about this carefully. It matches your skills perfectly.